Wyoming News is being brought to you by Pals Ace Hardware and Drive Safe Wyoming. Tracking the coronavirus pandemic in Park County is proving problematic as different numbers present a confusing scenario. Earlier this week, Park County Health Officer Dr. Aaron Billen announced six more deaths due to the virus. That brings the countywide total to 13. This sad news comes as we also learn that active cases in the county are down. Currently, there are 114 lab-confirmed cases. 11 individuals remain in area hospitals with COVID-19. Wastewater testing show levels in Cody remain steady at 7.8%, while Powell saw a slight jump upward from 2.7 to 3.5%. Billen believes we are about to see another surge in new cases after people have gathered to celebrate the holidays, and he urges everyone to remain vigilant. Governor Mark Gordon's statewide mandates are due to expire next week. It remains to be seen if those orders will be extended. A bill that would create a system of road user charges in Wyoming has been filed for the 2021 session of the legislature. The bill would create a tiered system of user charges for vehicles in the state, ranging from 0.013 cents per mile up to 14.35 cents per mile in six different categories. Residents could receive a credit for fuel taxes paid against the amount owed for road usage fees, but the usage fees may eventually replace fuel taxes entirely, especially as electric cars and vehicles that use alternative fuels are expected to become more common. The user charges proposal is designed to help the Wyoming Department of Transportation erase a funding shortfall of about $135 million per year. Once it's up and running, the fee collections would bring in about $136 million per year, according to a revenue estimate attached to the bill. But administrative costs for the system are estimated at about $12 million per year, so the net gain would be only about $123 million. The bulk of the money raised would go to the State Highway Fund, but a total of about $40 million would annually go to county road funds and city street and alley programs.
Do you have a lead foot? Here's some heavy news. Speeding is one of the leading causes of traffic crashes. This is Cody Bears with YDOT. Don't put your schedule above everyone else's safety. Stop tailgating. Don't try to beat traffic lights. And please, pass safely and legally. Drive at safer speeds. Remember the posted speed limit. Slow down. Look out for the other driver. Slow down, Leadfoot.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Ace. Our neighborhood stores have the quality brands you trust, with local experts giving the advice you rely on. So Ace can help you every step along the way.
Ace Hardware is your Christmas store. Shop for all your Christmas decorations for the inside and outside your home. Plus great gift ideas at your local Ace Hardware, downtown Powell.
Sublette County first responders rescued a driver and two dogs from a truck that was partially submerged in an icy river Sunday night. The vehicle was trapped on the Green River near Big Piney, according to a news release from the Sublette County Sheriff's Office. The Sheriff's Department, Emergency Medical Services, firefighters, and Tip Top Search and Rescue responded to the incident after a 911 call was made around 10 p.m. Sunday. Deputies and firefighters rescued the driver using a ladder extending from the riverbank to the truck. The truck was then pulled out of the river by two tow trucks. Shortly afterward, Tip Top staffers rescued the dogs thanks to what the announcement described as ice rescue and swift water rescue expertise. The driver, who was not identified, was transported to Pinedale Medical Clinic for evaluation. There's no relief in sight yet for residents and travelers in southeast Wyoming. The region has been battered by winter storms this year, accompanied by high winds that make travel on Wyoming interstates especially hazardous, particularly for high-profile vehicles. And forecasters are again issuing high wind warnings for the area. They warn that winds could gust as high as 70 miles per hour in the wind corridor throughout the day. They strongly urge all travelers to check the latest road and weather conditions at yoroad.info. This look at Wyoming news was brought to us by Ace Hardware of Powell and Drive Safe Wyoming. For KPOW News, I'm Russ Graham.